doing in the middle of the laws of prayer on in page 108, and we say like this: we were talking about making up for one prayer. Let's say if you missed a prayer accidentally or by onus, if you missed a prayer, you can pray it a second time while you're praying the other prayer. You do the other prayer, and then you do the make up prayer for after that. And we say that you can only make up by the next prayer. So let's say if you missed Shacharis, you can make it up by Mincha. If you missed Mincha, you can make it up by Maariv. You can't go two prayers. Like if you missed Shacharis and Mincha, so at Maariv you can only make up for Mincha. You can't make up for Shacharis anymore. So today we're learning in subsection 9 in chapter 108, Kuf Ches. In chapter 9 it says like this. Okay, stay well. Afal pi she'ein tashlumim elo l'tfila hasmucha lo'isei tfila. Although we just said that you can't make up a prayer only by the prayer that is next to it, in the next one. U'tfilas acheres she'hifsid ein lem tashlumim. But the other ones that you missed out, you can't make up. So we said that. But yet there is some remedy. Mikol makom, if you want to pray as a gift, because we learned earlier, one can pray extra prayers as a gift, and then v'she'chadish b'hem dover, then you'll come up with something new. We said you can do an extra prayer, will come something new. Commotion is by Simon Kuvzayin, as explained earlier in section 107, in Sif Aleph over there, in subsection 1. So if you want to come up with something, that's harshus biyod. You have the right. So if you missed out and then you want to make up and daven something, can't make it up really, but you can daven as a nedava, as a gift, and that's okay as long as you come up with something new. But nochin lasis kain, it's actually proper to do so. So he says lochein mishahoyu choila, person who was sick, oitafus mitfisa, or somebody who was incarcerated in jail. And the place wasn't clean that he couldn't daven. The matter is proper that when you leave, you go out from that place, so you should pray all the prayers that you missed, and you should come up with something new to all those prayers. If a person should go out from jail on Rosh Chodesh, so then he says, "Maskir b'kulan yalav yovei." Then in all of his prayers, he mentions the yalav yovei. That's the Rosh Chodesh prayer. He would say that. Avolim yotzu b'Shabbos. But if he came out on Shabbos, loy yishlimim b'nedovan ad lamochar. You shouldn't make up until the next day, till after Shabbos, till Sunday. Commission is bar b'simin kuvzayin, as explained in section Kuf Zayin over there, Sof Sif Aleph, over there he says we don't do a Korban Nedav on Shabbos, we don't pray extra prayers on Shabbos, so then he'll have to wait till Sunday, and then of course he won't daven the Shabbos davening. Subsection 10, yeah?
But are you saying the word for gift is daven?
Daven? Is what?
Gift.
Nedava.
A
Nedava.
Oh, a Nedava.
No, Nedava. Nedava is a gift. When people are charity, when people give, we call it a nedava. You give a nedava. Kol isha asher yidvenu liboy. It's a benevolence of the heart, it's called. It's a charitable giving. But in this case, it's a gift versus a... It's optional. It's not as opposed to mandatory. Subsection 10. Over kol hayoyim v'lo yispalel musaf. A person, the entire day passed, and the person had not prayed the Musaf. That's in a day where there's Musaf. Ein lo tashlumim. There is no makeup. Mention that because Sheikh Yikra Korbonus, how is he going to read the Korbonus? Ukvar overs man Musaf. And there's no, he can't read the Korbonus. It's not really, it's no longer the time of the Musaf because the day has passed. So he can't read the Korbonus. Begam lo tiknu zayim brocha shel Musaf. And also, well, it's not just a regular prayer. The seven blessings of Musaf, which is the 3-3 plus the middle one, they were only instituted, it's just meant as to make up with our lips for the bowls that we have to bring. So it's meant as a makeup. Instead of bringing the physical bowls in the Beis HaMikdash, we do the prayer instead. Ubazeh, but over here, in this case, vadai, we say over is mane batal korboni. The time has passed, the korban is gone, wasted, so you can't make up anymore because it's no longer the time. But other prayers, in addition to corresponding to the korbanos, but they are bakoshes rachamim. They're asking God for mercy. That's what the purpose is also. And the person we wish would daven all day, so, you know, anytime you daven is okay. So, therefore, that part of Musa, which is strictly only for the korbanos, and there's no more korban here, so then there's nothing what to pray for. So if you missed out, you missed out. But in the other prayers, in addition, there's also asking Hashem for mercy. It's something which a person needs to pray all the time, so there's no problem to go ahead and make up later on. Subsection 11. Letiknu tashlumim ela l'shegiloinis. The only time they are allowed, the rabbis instituted to make up, it's only if it was an accident or a mishap, an onus, like you had no choice, it was against your will. Avomisha hazed, but if a person intentionally, who was intentional, lo yispalel tefila achas, and he didn't daven one prayer, ein lo tashlumim, afilu b'tefilas hasmuchala. Even in the prayer which is next to it, you have no makeup. If you intentionally missed it, then you can't make it up. But all of Nemar, with regards to that person, it is stated, that these are crookedness that you cannot correct. That's a verse that talks about in Kohelis, in Perik Aleph Tezvov, that sometimes we do something crooked and we can't fix it. And that is, if you intentionally miss davening, then you can't make it up. But yet, if you want, you can daven it as a gift. Can't do it as a makeup, but you can do a nedava. It's not made up, but it's like a nedava. It's just like a gift. But ein tzarich chidush. But the idea over here is you don't have to come up with something new, which means shekivon, you don't have to come up with something new. Normally, if you daven a nedava, you must have something new. In this case, you don't have to daven something new. Why? Shekivon shimo yeshegi hayechayv lashlim mablim shum chidush. Since had he been an accident, he would have to make it up without anything new. And now that you're doing it as a gift, so what you're doing is you're diving as a gift. You're making your intentional as if you were an accident. So it becomes like an accident. So you're not doing it as a makeup. You're doing it as a gift. So therefore, it becomes like a shogeg. You get reward. The mitzvah is you get reward as a person who's praying and begging, asking Hashem for mercy. But you don't get reward as if you were praying a mitzvah prayer. You're just getting the mitzvah for a optional prayer. The reward, the benefit of a obligatory prayer is greater than the benefit and the reward for an optional prayer. So the fact that you are not really making up, you don't get the full reward as a makeup, which would be an obligatory prayer, but you get as a optional prayer, and but you should still daven. It's interesting. So it turns out, and the bottom line is, whether you did it intentionally or not, you should still daven again. Well, you daven as a makeup, you daven as an adava, it does really doesn't make a difference, and you get some reward and not the whole reward. Now, Yud Beis, subsection 12. Ain't an ikra mezi, what is considered deliberate, when somebody deliberately misses? What does it mean, mezi, intentional? What does it mean intentional? It says, ain't ikra mezi, elek shumabat latila b'shalat nefesh. It's only you're wasting, you're not praying while don't care, you know, shat nefesh, you just don't care about the praying. Believe shum tirda, you weren't occupied in anything. So just like that, you had an ability, you did it, and you just didn't care. But if a person was occupied in his business, you know, he had to go work. Take care of certain things, so he was afraid he's going to lose out if he doesn't take care of it. So he got busy with the thing. And that caused him to not davening. He lost out on the davening because he got worried. Even though he didn't do the right thing halachically, she also lavers man tefillah should have said moment. One is not allowed to miss past the time of praying just because of a loss of money, because he's losing money. He's not considered to be intentional, negligent for this matter that he shouldn't be able to make up his prayer. We take that as an excuse, and he could make up his prayer. Person who was drunk. He didn't know the time. He said he was drunk. He was intoxicated. He's also considered somebody who is a mishap. It's against his will. He didn't. Even though he started to drink after the time of prayer has arrived, so he was negligent in starting late. Because he thought there is enough time to daven after some of the wine will sort of ease, he will sober up. He drank a little bit, he thought he was going to drink a little bit. B'dayim yushevis. Yeah, he started with a relaxed mind. He was going to have a small, you know, just a little bit to drink. But later on, he's sitting at the table with the other people. He got drawn into, his heart was drawn in after the party. He's pretty practical over here.
Exactly, just like Shabbos.
But that's why we make the Kiddush after davening and after Mincha. Now he forgot about the davening. When he became so drunk, so now there is no time left over. He can't remove any more the wine from himself before the time of davening passes. So now he's in trouble. That's not called deliberate. That's called an accident. That's called an oinus. Now he gives another example. A person who was occupied, he was doing some business, or he was fixing something around the house. And he didn't time, he didn't daven, because he still had time to daven, but he thought there's enough time after he finished fixing or doing what he's doing over there, he can still daven, so he was going to daven. But in the meantime, he forgot the davening, and he continued doing his occupation until now the time of the prayer is gone. He missed the daven. This is also not called intentional. This is considered who one who forgets is considered like an oinus, like a mishap. He forgot, so it's considered like a mishap. And he has a makeup. He has the makeup. Even if he started to occupy himself with those things that are prohibited to start to occupy once time of davening comes, there are certain things you're not allowed to start to do at the time. He didn't listen, he started. Still, if he had a mind to daven and then he got dragged in and he forgot, then he's considered an oinus, he can go ahead and make it up. He started it in a prohibited way, still. The reason is kivon shloi bitla tefila b'shad benefesh. Since he did not just idly standing by there and specifically looking, letting the time of davening pass. But he thought he's going to daven after he's going to finish what he's doing, and then later on forgot. That's considered a mistake. Subsection 13. Mishabala beis hakneses samuch l'arvis. Somebody comes to shul before ma'ariv. V'yarad lifnei ha'teva, and he led the services. Vispalil arvis mibayd yom. So he started daven ma'ariv while it's still daytime. Which means in some shuls they start daven ma'ariv early because they can't get the minyan together, so they daven ma'ariv early. So he led the services. Vadayin lo yispalil mincha, and he didn't daven mincha yet. So he led the services for ma'ariv, but he hadn't daven mincha yet. Ein li demoisei lehezil lo yispalil. We can't compare him to somebody who intentional didn't daven. Because it's still mincha time. So even though the shul davened already, but it's still mincha time because they're davening early. He has to daven immediately the mincha. So Well, he says like this. And even if you're going to argue to say, what kind of a davening mincha is it now? He already davened Ma'ariv. So what kind of davening mincha after Ma'ariv? He already made it nighttime because he said Ma'ariv. So when he davened Ma'ariv, it's already next day. So what is he davening mincha? So let this be for the second Ma'ariv. He's davening mincha, but it's considered for the second Ma'ariv. So if that's the case, so the second one is a makeup for mincha. So he missed. So if you're going to argue that he missed, so this is mincha either way. It's either time for mincha now, or it's a makeup for the mincha that he missed. So he can daven.
But we don't consider it
intentional to the extent that, oh, you can't make up anymore.
Right.
You don't consider that.
So he can make it up? He does Ma'ariv again.
Well, Ma'ariv is done.
So what does he do? He goes back
to that. He does another Amida for Mincha.
Because it's not really dark yet.
Yeah. He says Ashrei and Mincha.
Yeah, okay.
He does Ashrei, he says, does the Mincha. He said before he do the Ashrei. And he does Mincha again. Why? Because either way. First of all, the time of Mincha is not over yet. So we can't consider him. You see, if he was amazed, if he was an intentional, then you can't make it up. But in this case, since it's still the time for Mincha, we can't say that he was intentionally didn't daven Mincha because it's still time for Mincha. So you can go ahead and daven Mincha. Well, you're going to say, no, but you can't daven Mincha because you already daven Ma'ariv. So for you, it's already Ma'ariv.
You can go back a day.
How can you go back? But the answer is, okay, so he's making up for the Mincha that he missed. So either way, but because of that, the makeup is still allowed in this case since it's still time mincha. But why is it?
It's still daylight.
Yeah.
Still
daylight. Why is it though? But why is it only if he not led the services?
But is the meter exactly the same on both of them?
Yeah. But and regular. Oh wait a minute. We'll see. That's the next line. One more line. We're going to see about 1 second. Good. Very good point. We're going to see 1 second when there's a different amida. Or when is no? Usually they're the same. Usually the same if there's nothing special happening. But let me talk about that in 1 second. But this would only apply, it seems, because he led the services. If he didn't lead the services, and the fact that he went and davened. First of all, he wasn't supposed to daven Ma'ariv then. So I guess his Ma'ariv doesn't count.
Yeah.
And then he could just daven regular Mincha, and then he'll have daven Ma'ariv again.
Because
he didn't, he davened Ma'ariv in the wrong time.
Because he said he came into the shul, the guy is
no, because Ma'ariv. An individual is not allowed to daven Ma'ariv before the time.
But how about if he came in the middle and he didn't realize which one they were on? And he went to the, and he assumed they were on the one.
Oh, I did that once. I was doing the mincha amida when you were.
But you weren't leading the services.
No.
Yeah, but how about if the other? So that's the leader. But what if it's somebody else?
That's what I'm saying. So it seems like this: an individual would not be allowed to daven before the time of. The only time they allow you to daven earlier is if there's a minyan, because there's a trouble with the minyan getting, so then you can daven before nighttime. Otherwise, you gotta wait for tzitzik chavim. We learned that before several times.
Yeah,
of an individual. So if you were an individual and you daven ma'ariv early, your ma'ariv isn't worth anything. So you have to go daven mincha again, and then you daven ma'ariv in time because you can daven. But in this case, his ma'ariv counted because you did it for the minyan. And he didn't daven mincha himself, so that's why we're allowed to daven. That's why it comes. Now, your case. The Imur Rosh Chodesh, what happens if it's Rosh Chodesh now? So Ma'ariv is Rosh Chodesh. So Ma'ariv, that is Rosh Chodesh, you do what? You do Yalav Yavo. So what did he do when he davened Ma'ariv for the community? When he davened for the Yom, what did he do? He needed to say Yalav Yavo. But what does he do with that Mincha though that he's doing now? He's making up now one for Mincha. So he says, Yaskir Yalav Yavo. He has to mention Yalav Yavi also in the second one. Because he already accepted Rosh Chodesh. Because of Ma'ariv, it's Rosh Chodesh. You can't make it on. You can't honor Rosh Chodesh it. Like you said, you're in the next day already. But you could still daven the mincha as a makeup, and we don't consider it as we consider it still tashlumim. You can still make it up. You know, besides what, you can daven as an adava, but still, it's Rosh Chodesh already. You can't go back a day once you've accepted that day. Even it's the time of mincha we're talking about. Even it's not dark, of course. But they accepted it. The reason they accepted what happens is because there are some opinions that even during the light time you can make it already, even the light time. There's Rabbi Yehuda, there's an opinion that you can make it even earlier. You know, earlier, as long as it's from Plaga Mincha, you can still, we're not talking very early. If you do it early in the Plaga Mincha, that's an hour and a half before the nighttime, then it's nothing. You can't daven Maariv in the middle of the daytime, even for the Minyan. The Minyan is allowed to from Plaga Mincha, B'Shas Adchak, or we do it after Shkia sometimes, but not before that. But in this case, he did it before the Shkia, and sunset.
Three stars.
That's the nighttime.
By the end of Maariv, it's usually dark. You can start
a little
before.
Okay, let's do one more halacha here. Sif Yudalad, subsection 14. Oh, this is interesting cases. So, we just had the case like that over here. Let's see. Tov leispalel mincha be'erev Shabbos. Person forgot to daven mincha on Friday, before Shabbos. Now, there's a difference between the mincha prayer now and the Shabbos prayer, because the Friday night is already Shabbos prayer. So that means that he missed mincha. If he's going to daven two amidas, he's going to daven two amidas already on Friday night. He has to wait for Friday night. Then you're going to do the two prayers are going to be of Shabbos. You're going to pray two Shabbos dika prayers. Harishoyno l'shem arvis. The first one is going to be for Maariv. Vashniya, the second one is going to be tashlumim.
Tashlumim.
Makeup. Second one is the makeup. Again, like we do it. But now this guy made a mistake. He says, I'm making up for the one I missed. So this is what I'm going to do, exactly the prayer the way I missed it. So he missed a weekday davening. So he comes the second time. He's doing now a weekday davening. So he says, if you daven the weekday, you didn't fulfill the makeup. You cannot pray on Shabbos without mentioning Shabbos. So if you didn't mention Shabbos, it's like doing if you do a weekday Amidah on Shabbos, you don't fulfill your obligation, even though you did the first three brachas, the last brachas. I mean, you added some extra blessings over there. But if you didn't mention Shabbos, we'll see, if you mention Shabbos, you can get away with it. But in this case, he didn't mention Shabbos. He said only the makeup. It's nothing. He didn't daven. So what is he going to do? You have to daven again. I mentioned Shabbos. If he didn't, if he make up, he has to do two Shabbos. But if he made a mistake and the second time he davened for the makeup, but he davened the wrong Shemin Esrei, the wrong Amida for the makeup, he'll have to daven again for the makeup.
On Shabbat, we're not supposed to ask God for things. That's why we don't do the
minhag. Yeah, so okay, he didn't ask. But he did ask because he made a mistake. That's what's the wrong prayer. But he did. But that's not so much the problem that he asked when you're not supposed to ask. The main thing is, he didn't mention Shabbos. If you don't mention Shabbat, then it doesn't count. You have to have Shabbos in there. So if you didn't pray without mentioning Shabbat, in other words, if a person asked request and didn't mention Shabbat, we'll learn the laws later on.
Just throw it in while
that was okay, but he didn't add it. He didn't talk about Shabbat, so then he didn't fulfill the obligation. Same thing is, if you didn't daven mincha on the eve of Rosh Chodesh, of course, you don't say Yalav Yavo on Mincha before Rosh Chodesh. So now, Mispal Arvish times Rosh Chodesh. You do two Rosh Chodesh Maariv, which means you put in Yalav Yavo in both of them. You put in the Yalav Yavo in both of them, in both prayers. The Imam Yalav Yavo B'Rishonim V'Lo Yibishniya. And if you only said in the first one and not in the second one, because you thought the second one is a makeup for the first one. Oishel Omer B'Shteim. Or you didn't say neither of them. Now, it is an interesting halacha. Now we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, not saying Yalav Yavo. See, Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yavo is mandatory. When? In the weekday. In the Shachris and Mincha. But if you forget Yalav Yavo and Maariv, then you don't have to do that midah again. Only in Shachris. Because by nighttime, the Rosh Chodesh really started during the daytime. They never would sanctify the day at the nighttime. So at least at the nighttime, before we had the calendar, they never knew that it was Rosh Chodesh because they always waited for the day for them to come. So therefore, the nighttime is not really Rosh Chodesh for the purposes if you forget Rosh Chodesh. So in this case, when the guy davened mincha, and then he forgot to daven mincha. Now it's coming Rosh Chodesh, so he either forgets in the second one or even forgets in both of them. Because in Maariv we don't go back for not mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Maybe they say Mekachin is a Chodesh Balayla. Because as says, as brought down in Simon Tov Chov Beis, that we do not sanctify the Shabbos. We do not, on Rosh Chodesh, at night time, we don't sanctify the night on Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh, we don't do it at night time. So therefore, you don't go back for not mentioning, for omitting Rosh Chodesh. However, Avlim, Hiskir Bishniyo, V'loi Barishayno, if you only mention the second one and not in the first one. Then you must daven again for the makeup. Why? Because you revealed your mind. The first one was for mincha, because it was, which was for Erev Rosh Chodesh with no Yalav Yovi. That's why you didn't say in the first one, you didn't say Yalav Yovi, because you thought that the first one was a makeup for the one that you missed. That's why you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh. And in the second one that you did, Kivin L'Shem Arvis, over there you intended for Mariv, and that's why you mentioned over there Kivin L'Shem Arvis and Chodesh. Ba'amagdim Tfilas Tashlumim L'Tfila Shichay V'Shah. If you do first the prayer, which is the makeup before the mandatory, you did not fulfill the obligation of tashlumim. Commission is by lemailo. But that would only be. But what happens? It would seem person made an honest mistake. He forgot Yalav Yovi the first time, and remember the second time. Just but it didn't intend with the first time doing it for mincha, and the second one doing. So now he has to do it again. No. So that he says he qualifies. Who also can be mazed? It's provided that he did so intentionally. But if he forgot to mention it in the first one, then you don't have to go back as explained before. So the basically is, we don't want you to daven the first one for makeup and the second one for Rosh Chodesh, for Maariv. That's no good. But if you just happen to forget in the first one and you remember in the second one, then that would be okay.